Today's daf is daf membeis. We're holding in the middle of the concept of shlichut. Where do we learn out shlichut? We had a makor in gerushin, a makor in kotshim, and a makor in truma. The problem that we had yesterday was actually gittin and kedushin were all one thing. We learned out the other. Right? So we had gittin and kedushin because they is one. Truma and kotshim. Now the problem that we had yesterday is that if we learn, according to Rabbi Yonatan, that the halacha by Korban Pesach of shachut or kol kaladat Yisrael is not a din in shlichut, rather it's a din in the fact that it's my korban, and therefore I can do it because I have a shutaf, but I would still have no raya that you can be a shliach if you're not a shutaf. We no longer have the makor of kachim, and therefore we have the questions about the other cases. So where does he know yesh shliach? Elamihocha. Says the Gemara, he learns it out, it's at the end of the sixth line down. It says, v'yikulam ish selabet avot selabayit. So one person is supposed to take the Korban Pesach for the entire family. So you see that it must be over there that there's a shliach. I understand. How does that prove anything? If he's taking for the family, I mean, probably he's part of the family. I thought we said we're already satisfied that there's a din of shlichut if you have a shutafut. We're looking for shlichut without shutafut. That's true, says the Gemara, but in Cain, Trey, Kroy, Lomali. Why would we need two psukim to teach me the same thing? One pasuk of Shachtuto, Kokala, that Israel, Ben Arbaim teaches me that you could be a Shliach, if you have a Shutafut. The Selevet Avot teaches me the same thing? Must be. Meno in Yelech, the Shayach. If you don't need a raya for where you do have a shutafut, that you could be a shliach, because that I already learned out. So use it to tell me that even where you have no connection to the event, you could still be an agent to achieve the carbon for others. But wait. That pasuk is not an extra pasuk to tell me that. I need that to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Ish zocher v'lo akatan zocher. That the din over there of Ish Selevet Avot is a halacha that only an Ish and not a Katan can be Zocha. Ah, you'll ask, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Anyway, we hold that a Katan does not have a legal yad, and therefore he couldn't possibly be kind of the Korban Pesach for everybody. Answers Tosis, I might have thought that when it comes to Korban Pesach, since the Torah was b'chayev him as part of the family, because celebrate avod we learn afilo katan, so since he has part of the mitzvah achilat Pesach, I would think that also now empowers him to be able to be purchasing the Korban Pesach for others and to deal with its halachas kamash malan, that it's only an ish. But in any event, I do not have that extra pasuk anymore. No, that I know from another ish. It says ish lefi achlo. And ish lefi achlo teaches me dafke ish and not a katan. So now I have two psukim still. One v'shachtu oto kol adat Yisrael. The other one ish selevet avot. So now we have three psukim. The ish selevet avot isn't needed to tell me ish. So what's it needed to tell me? Shlichut. It's talking about a shlichut that you're a shutaf, but I already know that from Kol Kaladat Yisrael. Therefore, I now know between these three psukim that yesh shlichut b'kodashim. Says Gemara, but still, unfortunately, ish lefi achlo tachosu, I need for yet another drasha, and I can't use that for the katan drasha, because akatani boile, I still need that drasha to tell me ish lefi achlo, namely, shochatin et ha-pesach ala yachit. That you can check the Korban Pesach for one man, ish lefi achlo. If you can do a good job on that yourself, go right ahead. There's no chilak. This is a selevet avot. And you're mechuyav to have a Korban Pesach for a family. For mashmalan, then you can have single Korban Pesachs. And that's also good. So that means now I have a need for each one of these tzukim, all three tzukim. And we do not have an extra pasuk to tell me shlichut by kochim, even where you're not a partner. Answers the Gemara, well, what we're going to have to say is that Aliba de Rabbi Yonatan, Sova la kamandi omar ein shachatin et ha-pesach ala yachid, he must hold, since it says, lo tuchal lisboach et ha-pesach be'echad she'arecha, we dash that, lo tuchal lisboach et ha-pesach be'echad, you cannot have a Korban Pesach that is just a single person's Korban Pesach. in which case we do not have an ish to tell me that only a yachid, and we have the extra ish to tell me therefore the din of the katan is in tzarka, which leaves us the other ish of selavet avot to tell us the din of shlichut, even echad lo shayach begave, where you have no shutafut. So now we know, according to all of the shitot, that we have three mikorot for shlichut. Between these three, we can cover all of the cases. Says the Gemara, but this is very strange, because we know that we have another drasha that comes to tell me the din of shlichut, which should not be necessary. Because Elohadi Omer of Gidol Amarav, Minai in Sheshlucho Shel Adam Kamoto, Shenemar V'Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimate Tikhulin Choleta Aret. So that means that the Nachala is being achieved by one individual who represents the rest of the Shevet, and he's going to make the Nachala for everybody else. I mean, how can he be Zocher a Nachala for everybody else? Must be that there's a din of shlichut. But I already know that there's a din of shlichut, so why did he have to learn from there the din of shlichut by Nachala? Says the Gemara, come often, man. Vetizbra. I mean, well, how could you think that he really meant over here the din of shlichut? Is that what you're saying? Da shlichutu? This is a din in shlichut. This is not a din in shlichut. First of all, gentlemen, it's clear right up front. When you read that pasuk, we're talking about a nasi. Then it's some type of governmental issue of the authority of a nasi. It's not a shliach. I mean, you just say have a representative. So I mean, obviously it's not shlichut. There's something else happening. But what we need to show you now in the Gemara is that it wouldn't work with shlichut. Because since the person now who is representing the Shevet is going to be Zocha for Ketanim, plenty of Ketanim here that are themselves being Yoresh the Yoretz, right? No. How can he be a Shliach for Kotnim? If the Kotnim himself doesn't have a Yad, he can't make a Shlichut either. So obviously this is not working with Shlichut. So if it is, bro, you think this is Shlichut too. But Ketanim, Labanei Shlichut, you know, there's plenty of children and babies that are going to have to be dealt with in the Nachlat Haaretz. Ela, this halacha is a brand new halacha. Ki yohad Rava Baravuna, Yom Rava Baravuna, Marav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Shezochin La'adam Shelo Befanav. The Ketan is essentially not present. He's legally not present. Nonetheless, we're able to act in his behalf. That we must know from Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, which of course doesn't really help us with our lingering suspicion that we're talking about something that goes beyond an individual here into a din of nasi. And indeed, the Gemara immediately asks, ah, come on. Obviously, there are going to be people that are very unhappy with their nachala. So what are you telling me? The guy is screaming, I hate that piece of land. I wanted something that had a good view of the ocean. You're giving me something in the valley or whatever. So how can you tell me that would be a din of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav if it's not a zechut? Ask the Gemara of a tizbra, zechuti. What makes you say necessarily that's a zechut? Chova namik. There's certainly plenty of people that are very unhappy with their chele. Dikir nechle bahar velo nechle didika. There's some people that don't want to live anywhere but up in the mountains. There's other people that don't want to live anywhere but in the valley. And they get the other chele. So dikir nechle didika velo nechle bahar. It's a different halacha over here. It's Rava Baravuna directly. And that is the Omer Rava Baravuna, Omer of Gidol Omer Rav. Not the din that you got mixed up before of Zochen Adam Shalom Bafanav, but rather, Minayin Liyatomim, Shebo Olach Halok Menechse Avihen, Shebeit Din Ma'amidim Lehem Apotropos, Lachuv V'Lizakot. How do we know that if Yatomim need to split an estate, that Beit Din creates now an agent of the Yatomim by the court, and that agent is able now to act both in their benefit and against their better interest. Against their better interest. Chuv, understand? We're going to appoint now a trustee to do things against their better interest. Am I? No. It means not two separate issues. Lachuv almenat lezakot. Let's say this guy wants to pursue a suit. He may lose, but he's trying to do things for their benefit. If he loses, that they're not able to come back and say, oh, he lost, so, you know, who needs him? Because once he is the trustee, so now whatever happens, happens. Where do we know that you can have such a concept as a court having the keach to appoint a trustee even in what turns out to be against your better interest. Tamud lomar v'nasi achad mimatet tikachu. So this is indeed a special halacha that couldn't be some a person. It has to be someone who has the keach of bezdin behind him. And he can act even though it ends up being something that you say I don't want. But since he's acting bichlal for the entire tzibur, he's tempted to do his best for everyone. In that context, there's a new halacha which we apply even in the case of Yitomim. Now, exactly how this halacha is applied is indeed a machlokas rishoni. Because the case that we're bringing, which is the nasi, is that there's basically one trustee for everyone. And then that trustee has to have everybody's interests at heart. The question is that how we do it when we have different Yitomim? Do we appoint a trustee for each Yatom individually who now fight it out between each other? Or do we say we can appoint a trustee for the estate? That's a machlokas rishonim. There's also a machlokas about what is the meaning of liyatomim shebo'u lachalok. So bo'u lachalok, Tosfos says, means they all agree that we want to separate. But if one of them says, no, I don't want to, then we're not going to force the others to be chaylik. There are others, however, the Gros says, and it's the mashma'ut of the Rambam, is that we will not act just because the ketanim want to be cholek. They'll change their mind when they grow up. They'll learn to get their way. They're arguing with each other because he had the chocolate ice cream and he had the strawberry. And so now we're going to go into the court. We're going to start being b'chalek and chasim. So a tine of a cotton that he wants to be cholek is nothing. It doesn't count. The only place where we would go and be cholek is where there are already older brothers, adult brothers. Now we're afraid they're going to take advantage of the ketanim. They want to be cholek. Then we appoint the trustees for the ketanim to fight the other brothers. That's something else. But for the katan himself, we wouldn't have even if both. That too is a major. This is a very, very big issue about it, how precisely we protect the best interests of the Yisrael. Omer Nachman or Mashmuel. Now that we've introduced this new concept, so in other words, we have now four concepts of Shlichut. One concept is that one person who is involved as a partner can act on behalf of other partners. So that's the Itle Shechut Begava. One is a concept that you can appoint an agent, even if he has no connection. One is the Halacha, where even if the person himself does not have the power to appoint a Shliach, any individual can act in a way that is beneficial to another party, but not in a way that ends up hurting him. And then we have a fourth halacha, which we learn out from the din of Nachalat Haaretz, that a Beit Din has the power to act, even if it ends up being not l'zechuto, as long as the intent is to provide l'zechuto. So now that we have this new halacha, comes along now Rav Nachman or Mashmuel to work out what the Pratei Dinim are about what happens if parties are dissatisfied with the trustee. Now they've grown up and they don't like what would happen. So Rav Nachman or Mashmuel, Yitomim Shebo'u Lachalok. So now these Yitomim that came now, that we said, that coming Lachalok b'nechsei avihem, Beit Din Ma'amidim, Lahem apotropos, uborim lahem chelek yafeh, v'im higdilu yecholim limchot. So Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel as saying, when they grow up and they don't like the way things were done, they can insist that it be redone. Now, even though it will be redone, what was done until now is considered to be legally binding, which makes tremendous nafkaminas. In other words, they can't come back and say, and now let us analyze everything that was produced in the past 5 years and split it all evenly because we want to now retroactively cancel what it was. That they can't do. But what they can do is insist that it, from this point forward, be redone. Right? So in other words, it's not that we're just engaged in futility. The best in what it did was done. It's at this point that they can insist that we redo it from this point forward. Whereas Rav Nachman Didei Amar, no, you cannot come back and protest against a court-appointed trustee's decision. Because im igdilu einam yecholim limchot, they cannot insist that it be redone, because im kein makor beit din yafah. I mean, if you're going to say that, then what you're doing is you're being mevatel, essentially, the power of the court. The whole point of a court is that it's acting in a way that defines things beyond the power of the yochid to define, with the power of chok. And therefore, you can't come back and tie it. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. How could Rav Nachman possibly have said that when Rav Nachman openly paskins against that But we do not say makor bedin yafeh. Umi itle l'Rav Nachman in kein makor bedin yafeh. We have the famous case. Ratznan shum hadayanim. So what happens over here is the court is going down to force a sale on someone's property who owes money and has disappeared, or who owes money and refuses to listen to the court's psak that they have to. So they go and they sell his property and they pay off his debt. Now, obviously, since the guy himself is uninvolved, they're going to have to make an assessment of the value of the property and accept that offer. It turns out that this guy comes back, the owner, and he proves that they made a mistake in the assessment, and that actually, pichatushtut, they got a sixth. We'll see later on why a sixth is important. But a sixth is the point, yeah. A sixth is the point where we start getting involved in ona'a. We're going to get into the details of this in Amud Beis. Oho tirushtut, or maybe now the buyer of the property comes to say the Beit Din cheated him, and they charge the sixth extra. So then the Tanakhama says the michran is batel, and they have to sell over. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer michran kayam, because im kein makor Beit Din yafeh. Now here, that's all very nice. Problem is that Rav Huna Bar Chinuna quotes Rav Nachman as paskening like the Chachomim. And the Chachomim are saying over here that you don't say Makor Betin Yafeh, and that the Michran is Batel, right? So I don't understand. How could Rav Nachman, when it comes to the case of Shuma Dayanim, say, well, I don't care if they are a Betin. They made a mistake, and we're going to insist that it be redone. And when it came to the case of the Tomim, he says, well, you can't come back and say, because Makar Betin Yafeh. Says the Gemara, Stim, that's not a problem, lo kasha. It says over here that they made a mistake. It doesn't say by the Tomim that they made a mistake. So all the Rav Nachman is saying is, if they made a mistake, so then we pass the Lakrib Shimon and Gamliel, then we pass the Chachamim, rather, that they made a mistake, so the Michran is Batel. How did Tov? Because it says Beferish, Pichet Shtut or Tirushtut, right? And the other case with the Yitomim is talking about the Loto, where they didn't make any mistake. Well, if they didn't make any mistake, so what are they complaining about? I mean, what legal grounds would they have to stand on? So then, Mayacholim Limchot, if they didn't make any mistake, what would they be able to be Mocha about? No, Yacholim Limchot Duchot. They can say, one of them could say, look, I have a Yerusha for my mother, it's not part of this estate, in which I have a field that's adjacent to the northern side. And this idiot gave me a field on the south, and I got to move my tractors every day. This is costing me a tremendous amount of money. I could have done everything and had now the savings of scale. And great, it's worth the same thing. Not to me, it's not worth the same thing. So over there, there was no mistake, but he yecholim l'mchot beruchot. So there the question is, if there was no objective mistake, there Rav Nachman says, in kein makor betin yafeh, when he argues on Shmuel. But if there's an objective mistake in the assessment, so then over there, Enoch Inami, he says, look, they made a mistake, then we have to be mabatim.
Doesn't that seem to imply that
they
call an
infant? No, no, they're trying to reverse it. But Rav Nachman says we don't listen to them. Shmuel says yes, they can be mocha and insist to be redone.
Redone.
No. From this point on.
Yeah, but this point on, Rufus is Rufus. If he gave them this thing, so
doesn't matter, but you can't come back and say that now somebody should pay me for my losses. From this point on, we want to redo it. But like this, you could say, and besides which, it turned out that there was a tornado on this piece of the property, which I didn't want anyway. So now, retroactively, we should all share the damages of the tornado. That you can't say. What was done was done. Omer of Nachman, ha'achim shechalku, if brothers came along now and split an estate, harein kilekuchot, now we're talking about they did this on their own. So they have a din of lekuchot, and the halacha of lekuchot is as follows. If there's a mistake of pachot mishtut, if it's less than a sixth to get it, then it just goes through and, you know, let bygones be bygones. So then nikne mecha. If it's more than a shtut, so then batel mecha. Then the whole thing is canceled, we have to restart. It's like a mekach ta'ut. If it's precisely 1/6, the halacha is that the mekach is kona, But you have to return the money that was overpaid. Marzir ona'a. This is not embezzlement. No, we're going to get to it. Omar Rava says, Rava, just one second. Let's make it very clear that hada amrit pachot mishtut nikne mekaf. You say, it was less than a sixth, so then it's all let bygones be bygones, but that's lo amrit lo shav yashmiah. That's only where you didn't hire a lawyer. Now, you hired a lawyer, now the lawyer messes up. So then you say, look, I never hired a jerk for a lawyer. So shav yashmiah, he can say, letekuni shidarticha v'lo lavan, but I hired you to mess me up. So therefore, the whole deal is bottom. I never, ever would have taken a guy who's such an idiot. So that's considered to be that he had no legal standing, and all of my yipui koach, my powers of attorney, are bottom of mavotel. I mean, I never meant to give a power of an attorney to somebody who's going to make these kind of mistakes.
Not that the shliach would have to pay the
difference. No, the whole thing is bottom. I wouldn't have hired you. Furthermore, hadi amrit yetem ishtut batel mekach. When you say that if it's more than a six, the whole thing is canceled, that's only where they didn't make an agreement up front that the chalukah is to be given the status of an arbitration in the court. So that means that they didn't say nafagina b'shuma de beidina. We didn't. These three people we're going to use as assessors, and they're going to have the power of the best. But if they said that, and they said niflor b'shuma de beidina, let us view this as the assessors having the power of a court. So then, since I, Rava, paskin not like Rav Nachman, I paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel that imkain makor beidini afer, even if there's a mistake in an assessment. So over there, michran kayam titznan shum hadayan. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm a Michran Kayan. And I paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, if you accept between yourselves that this is a binding court-ordered assessment, then you can't come back and say, but it was a mistake of more than a shtut. V'hadi amin shtut kono marzir ona'a, even the din of a shtut being kone, that's only where we're talking about metaltalim, so by metaltalim you have to give back anything that's cheated. But if you're talking about karkaot, ein ona'a lekarkaot. The whole din of ona'a in the Torah, lo tonu, is said on miyad amitecha, or k'nei miyad amitecha. Miyad, as we've seen many, many times, always means dover ha-nikne miyad liyad. And this makes a great deal of sense. Because commodities have a value. Real estate, you always find somebody. I mean, you may have to wait a long time till you get the idiot who wants to buy your house. But there's always somebody who's ready to pay that money for it, right? Okay, so in other words, the value is very, very variable in real estate. So there's no din of giving back the money. But it's not giving back the money. It's basically a statistical kind of thing you're analyzing, right? So in other words, you're taking what are the chances within the next 3 months, which is the amount of time that I want to sell, that I'm going to get this amount of money for it. So it's not shayach to say really ona'a when it comes to karka.
That's even shumat beginning of more than a shumat?
We're not talking about shumat beginning. We're going back now on the other one.
The way that we've learned the Gemara here, you know, yeah, the shtus, you'll notice that there's a little bit of confusion. Because the case that we have on Amid Beis is Shum Hadayanim Shefichatu Shtut or Hotiru Shtut Michran Batel or Michran Kayam. So in other words, what we're talking about is precisely 1/6. And yet the introduction that we have was Baha the Amon Yeter Mishtut Batel Mecha Lo Amon Adad Lo Amon Niflegiran Bishumad Vaidina. But if we said nifla b'shuma de beidina michran kayam, why? The way Rashi was learning, because I hold, says Rava, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and I argue on Rav Nachman. But the problem is that you're bringing a raya from a case where it's precisely 1/6, and you're using that as the case of yeter mishtut. Something is very strange over here, and in fact, the din is that there is ona b'karkaot. That it, what Rashi is saying over here is the fact isn't quite true. So because, as long as it would be yeter mishtut, although lemaisa from the Yerushalmi, it's clear that it's only where it's a 50% mistake, not a 1/6 mistake when it comes to karkot. But it is shayach on ha'avakot. In any event, Tosus reverses the entire story. Right, so he learns that indeed his gears is had yom ashtut kanao magziro na'a lo amana lo de lo amani flag b'shuma de beidina, but if you say niflag b'shume d'beidina, then the mekach is bata. And so it's even worse, because then you're saying, I expect it to be 100% accurate.
So,
This is geared to the Rabbeinu Hanan. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a strong basis for this Girsep, which is the inversion of the way that Rashi is learning it. And indeed, by Karkaot, there would be Onan. You can make it even stronger this way. Rava is passing like Rav Nachman. Instead of our holding, all of a sudden in the middle, we reversed ourselves in terms of the Sukkah, which is a very strange thing.
Furthermore, I want to make very clear another issue. What type of mistakes are we talking about? We are not talking about surveying mistakes. Any surveying mistake, you throw the whole thing out. That's ridiculous. Nobody is ready to say, I'm going to accept 999 meters for a dunam. I mean, there's no certain. Either it is or it isn't. It's either the amount. I mean, if a guy doesn't know how to measure, we're not going to say, well, I'm Merkel. There's for sure no such thing. That's even with karka. So where do we say Einona ala karka? I mean, all of that is Loshana, Lo'amin, al Zepolik, the Iluya. Where there's now a question of what the value is. So now you have three pieces of property, right? Comes along the assessors, and they're saying, okay, this one is worth what this one is worth, what this one is worth. Or we have 20 pieces of property. We figure out exactly that between all these pieces, the two brothers got exactly the same amount of money. And now it turns out that there was a mistake, and one of them got a little bit more. There, it's not considered to be ona'a. But if you've got a case where they measured wrong, then even if it's the tiniest amount, the whole thing goes and is batel mevutel. So polar, if it's polar b'mashchata, the split between the brothers was based on an assessment that was wrong, a surveying rather, that was wrong, lo, kidarabba, the omar rabba, kol davar, wherever you're dealing with something that can be measured, weighed, or counted, that is precise. And that, if you afilo pachot michtei ona'a, could be the slightest mistake. Nami chozer. And then, that now clarifies this new issue of the shtur. But, there's something else, where apparently, we didn't take something into consideration. What we've come out with now is that there are these four dinim of shlichut, which should cover everything, right? And yet, there's a Mishnah that says as follows. But it's not. HaShaleach ata be'ira b'yad cheresh shoteh v'katat. If somebody now gives a dangerous thing, gives a fire to a cheresh shoteh v'katat, and they go ahead and they end up burning down half the town. You're potter midin yonam, but you're chayav midin shemayim because you were goring. But you certainly couldn't have made the cheresh shoteh v'katat into a shliach. Shilach b'yad pikeach. Now, what are you ready to hear? But if you had an adult that you appointed to burn down half the town, so then you'd be chayiv, because he's your shliach. And yet it says in the Mishnah something very strange. If you appointed an adult, so then that adult is chayiv for himself. You're not chayiv at all. Not midinei adam, not midinei shamayim. Not my. I thought you said shlucho shel adam kamoto. I thought you said there's such a thing as a court of, as an agent. That's true, says the Gemara, but none of the cases include this. Because Shinei Atam, the ain't Shliach Lidvar Avera. It makes sense that Shlichut Lidvar Avera has now a meta choice that's involved. And that meta choice means that the Shliach is acting on the basis of his own higher level choice. Why? Because here you immediately get into the question of the Aminah Divrei Rav Divrei Talmid Divrei Mishomim. I understand that you, if you're a regular agent, you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. And that there's no moral choice that comes between you and accepting that agency. But the moment that you're being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we listen to a higher power, not to go burn down half the town, it's now your choice to burn down half the town, which now is irrelevant that this guy made you his shliach, because you're not responding to his shlichus. You're responding to your choice to take his shlichus. And therefore, that makes you an independent moral agent, and you're going to have to take the responsibility for your actions, irregardless of the fact that this guy gave you the excuse. Doesn't work, exactly. Well, that goes all the way back to the Nachash. So over there, we say that Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomim. Hey, wait a minute, though. Is that true, though? Because, I mean, v'hadetznan, how about the Mishnah in the Ila, where it says, shliach shelo asa shlichuto. This is very interesting. If a shliach did not do his shlichut, so what happens over here is a guy gives money that belongs to Hegdash. He accidentally gets, he's a gizbor, he mixes up his wallets. He gives a guy money and tells him to go to the makolet and to buy him some lachmaniot. The guy goes to the makolet, but instead of buying lachmaniot, he buys him lechem shachor. So now he comes back with the lechem shachor. He goes, I didn't want lechem shachor. So you certainly weren't acting for my benefit. Thank heavens, because I just realized the money you used was money of Hegdash, so it looks like you're going to have to bring a korban for Me'ila. I have nothing to do with this. Ha! Whew, good thing you didn't get those lachmaniot. So over there, the shliach is mal. But if he is also shlichut, I suppose he would have bought the lachmaniot, we would have said that the mishaleach is mal, and he has to bring the korban. Why? I thought ain't shliach l'dvar aveirah. So now we're back to where we started from. So make up your mind. So over there, balabait mi amal in that case, amai. Did you not just say that neima ain't shliach l'dvar aveirah? Yes, I did. But Me'ila happens to be a unique case. Because Me'ila, the Torah goes out of its way to say that indeed, yesh liach l'dvar avira when it comes to Me'ila. How? We learn out Me'ila directly from Truma. The yalfa chet chet mi Truma. There's many things that we learn Me'ila out from Truma. Thereby Me'ila it says, v'chata'a bishkaga, b'kotche Hashem. And by Truma it says, v'lo yisu alav chet. So that lashon chet is something that teaches us that the laws that apply to Truma apply to Me'ila. One of those laws is that just like by Truma, yesh shliach, by Me'ila, yesh shliach. Now the only way that there can be a shliach by Me'ila is by yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So clearly the Torah is telling me there, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. But now the problem is, who's to say, therefore, that this does not become the model of a new extended concept of agency? You have this idea that moral choice now obviates the fact that I made him a shliach. But here we see that's not true. So let's use Me'ila now as a fifth darga of shlichut, that even if it's l'dvar avera, that the mishaleach is chayev. Who's to tell you that Me'ila is not meant to be a model? Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Nelef mina? Why don't we learn out from Me'ila that yesh shliach l'dvar avera? You can see the immense moral consequences of these Gemaras, right? Some of the insights b'chlal into agency and when it is that you're viewed as being capable of being an agent. Ah, says the Gemara, that's because mishum dahavi me'ila v'shlichut yad shneik tuvim abonim ke'achad. Before shneik tuvim abonim ke'achad ein melamdi. We have two examples of cases where the Torah says yesh shliach l'dvar avira. If the Torah meant to say yesh shliach l'dvar avira as a matter of course, then it would have just said the one example of me'ila and would have allowed us to learn out all cases from me'ila. But if it needs to tell us another unique case, then obviously we do not have a model. It's telling us, don't use this as a model. There are certain cases where we do say that yesh shliach l'dvar avira. And where is that? That is shlichut yad. Okay, so me'ila hadi amaran. Me'ila, we just went through that. That's the Mishnah. Me'ila, the guy bought the lachmaniot. We learn out chet chet mitruma. What is the din of shlichut yad that we're referring to? Shlichut yad mahi. The Tanya. Al kol dvar pesha. So now over here, basically we're talking about a case. Al shor, al chamor, al seh, al salma, al kol aveda asher yomar ki hu zeh. So over here, the Shemer Chinam is claiming that something was stolen from him, and therefore he's put. The guy insists that he take a shvua that he did not misappropriate the object that he was supposed to be watching. So al kol dvar pesha. You have to go, ad Elohim yavod vashnehem. He has to go to court, and he has to swear that he wasn't shalach yado, bimlechet reyehu. So now, the question is, Beit Shammai says, the meaning of dvar pesha is lechayev ala makshava kemaaseh. It means if he just said, that looks like a very, very nice car. I think I'll go for a spin. And he's planning on going for a spin tomorrow morning, and meanwhile the car is stolen overnight. Says Beit Shammai, he already decided to misappropriate the car, and therefore that's already called shlichut yad. Says Beit Hillel, what are you talking about? It says, im lo shalach yado. That means he acted, not that he thought. Enochaya, vachi yishlach bo yad, shenamar im lo shalach yado, mim lachat rayel.
And how do you explain the fact that it says I'll call the bar pesha? It says Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, very nice. And how do you explain the fact that Moshe Lach Yado says Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? So explain. Be called Dvar Pesha to me. And cannot call Dvar Pesha Lomali. If it's not coming to include something else, call Dvar Pesha. What's the point of saying call Dvar Pesha? Says Beit Hillel. Because what this means is that even if he just told somebody, so he tells somebody, do me a favor, here's the keys, drive to the Makolet and buy me something in Makolet with this car. And the other guy takes the car, goes to the Makolet, it's not the car of that guy. So you'll say, oh, I was not Mishaleach Yadib and Melechet Re'ehu. He was the one who was Shaleach Yad. He shouldn't have listened to me. Should have listened to the Lord. That's what you would say. Therefore, comes along the Torah to tell me I'll call Devar Pesha, Sheyochalei Mielohu. How about if he sends his Eved or his Shliach to drive the car, Minayin, that that's also considered to be Shlichud Yad? But of course, the Maisa takes place, not just the thought. Minayin, Talmud Lomar, I'll call Devar Pesha. So that means that according to Beit Hillel, I'll call Devar Pesha comes now to teach me Yesh Shliach L'Shlichut Yad, even though it's an Avera. So now we have Mi'ilah to tell me that there's a case of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and Shlichut Yad to tell me that there's a case of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Since there's two cases, Kol Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Ke'Echad, Ein Melamdin, and we're left with our normal halacha, which is a svara, divrei rab, divrei tamid, divrei mishomi. Okay. Says the Gemara, that's very nice the way Beit Hillel is learning. That our kol dvar pesha is indeed a halacha of yeshliach dvar avera by shlichud yad. But according to Beit Shammai, he uses the pasuk al kol dvar pesha to tell me that even a makshava is considered to be a shlichud yad, right? So the mukmin alahai krov a makshava kibaseh. So now he does not have Shnei Ktuvim Baboim Ke'echad. He only has Me'ilah. So are you trying to tell me that according to Beit Shammai, indeed, all over the Torah, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and that Beit Shammai disagrees about the business of sending somebody to burn down half the town? He would say, you're responsible? So, Ne'ilav Mina, why not learn out of Me'ilah? Ah, says the Gemara, because even according to Beit Shammai, there's also Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Ke'echad, because there's yet a third case where the Torah includes a shliach as acting as your agent, despite the fact that what he did was a violation of the law. And what is that? The din of Tvichu Mechira. So what's the halacha Tvichu Mechira? Somebody goes and steals something. So normally, he would pay it back double. How about if it's a shor or a set, and he now shechs that shor or set, or he sells that shor or set? We have a special halacha of arba'ah v'chamisha. So he has to pay five times as much for the shor and four times as much for the set. How about if he tells somebody, do me a favor, go shech that shor? So now that person acted as a chet. He shechted somebody else's shor without permission, but he did it as a shlichut for the shliach. Is the shliach chayev on the tvicha mechira? Yes, he is. That means yesh shliach l'dvar aver now in three cases. And according to Beit Shammai, two cases. Tvicha mechira and me'ilah. According to Beit Hillel, a third case. Shlichud yad in general, correct? So that means even aliba the Beit Shammai, we have shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad. So the havi me'ilah tvicha mechira shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad. V'chosh shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad ein melamdim. Me'ilah being the case that we just went through at great length on the Amora. Tvicha mechira, what is that referring to? How do we know that that's the case? That yesh shliach l'dvar avera? Mayi. Because amar krov tvicha o mecharo. So the Torah now puts in the combination of tvicha o mechira to tell me, look, by definition, the mechira has to be done by somebody else. You can't sell something to yourself. You can only sell it by getting somebody to give you money for it, and that exchange is the mechira. And that's what the Torah is being mechayev you on. So if it's being mechayev you on a mechira that's being done with a third party, it's therefore, by definition, being mechayev you with a tvicha that's being done with a third party, despite the fact that normally I would have thought, ein shliach l'dvar avera. But it got done. Got done, that means that it's like a mechira and you're chayev. So that is now the third case, according to Beit Shammai, the second case. The Vei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, it's the O that's important. Could have said, Tvacho Micharo. Tvacho O Micharo is an extra riboy to be marred by the Shliach. The Vei Chizkiah Tana, the Vei Chizkiah says, why does the Torah repeat
Tachat Hashor. Tachat Haseh. Hamisha Bakar Yishalem. Tachat Hashor. Arbatzon Tachat Haseh. What do you have to repeat that for? That comes to add one Tachat for the Baalim, the Ganav, in other words, who's the, now the Baalim, and one Tachat in the case if he did it Al Yedei the Shliyah. So that's the Rabot HaTashliyah. So we now have Shnei Kuvim Arboim Ke'achad, whether I'll leave it to Beit Hillel or whether I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, of cases where yesh liach l'dvar aveir, and therefore it's not a valid model, and we're left with the svara of divrei Rav, divrei Talmid, and we have now our cases, our given cases, between which we were able to run out all of the dinim of Torah, that there's a din of shlichus, and we have three or possibly two unique cases where yesh liach even l'dvar aveir, special halacha also of Beit Din, that they can even do things that are lachud, an extension of the din of shlichut, which is called zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, and a case of shlichut even where you're not involved, but act as an agent because you've been asked. We've done all of that in the space of just 2 days. Unbelievable. Ah, ignorance. Blissful ignorance. According to that, we should not have to worry about anything done out of ignorance. That would be wonderful. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know it was Hekish's money. How am I supposed to know? I didn't know that it's usher to burn down a town. I didn't, whatever, I didn't know. I didn't know it wasn't your animal. I mean, according to this, there's no usher, there's no din of shaking in the Torah, you say. But is the Torah mechayev you for not knowing? In general, do you have to bring a carbon if you do something by accident? It's not a different. It means that the Torah is a mechayev you for not knowing. And why is the shliach any different? You are a moral entity who has to know. Look, I can't honestly.
If I told you to jump off the roof.
No, the Gemara itself, Tainas in Chagiga, that Me'ila is indeed very far fetched. Because the shliach aniyah, poor shliach, my havi lelo nevad, how is he supposed to? Guy gives you money, he tells you to go buy him like money out. So what are you supposed to do exactly? Supposed to hire the FBI to find out whether this guy? I mean, come on, man. I mean, how much responsibility is he human being supposed to take? And Achinami, the Gemara discusses this. But I mean, clearly a concept of shogeg, moral responsibility for shogeg, exists. It's not a new idea, right?
Tosus learns that in Achinami, the Gemara's case, where we would be, why would we be shocked that yesh liach l'dvar aveir by Me'ila? The whole logic against yesh liach l'dvar aveir was divrei Rav, divrei Talmid, divrei Bishomim. The idea over here is, if I know that there's a made up moral choice that needs to be made, you're deciding what you want to do. Do I listen to what is morally correct, or do I listen to this guy who wants me to go ahead and do the issue? And therefore, we can't view you as being a direct agent of the one who's telling you to do the issue. But in the case of Me'ila, since Me'ila can only be done b'shogeg by definition, where do we ever get into the moral choice? So why are we, what's so amazing? The work could simply have said, the only time we say ein shliach l'dvar aveir is perhaps where clearly he knew what he was doing. But if he didn't know what he was doing, we wouldn't need an extra pasuk to tell me about Me'ila. So Tosis wants to learn over here that the Gemara, I mean, Lamais in the end doesn't make any nafkamina. Because we have the pasuk that includes all cases, even if he does know. But the Gemara's shock, says the Reed, is talking about where the Shliach realized before that it was, in fact, that the money had been money of Hekdesh, and that the guy had made a mistake. So he did have a moral choice. Is that the question? Is the Balabayat didn't remember? That's a separate question. Review. Elamihar v'yikulam I selavet avot selabay v'dilma hatam nami itay shutafu v'gavayu. What do I need trey kroy lomali? Imeno ini laechad a shayach ta'imeni laechad a lo shayach. Says the Gemara, but this also be barley the Rav Yitzchak. Dom Rav Yitzchak ish zochev lo akata zochev. No, that I learned not from Ishlof Yachlo Nafka.
No, I need Yishufiach lo akatibi barle the shochatim at the Pesach ala yachid. No, he holds like the Man Yomar holds ain't shochatim at the Pesach ala yachid. Because it says, lo tuchal is boach at the Pesach be'echad. Omrim Nagun Amar Shmuel, Yetomim Shabo, Lachalok, Minichse Avihen, Beidin Ma'amidim Lem Apotropos, Uborim Lem Chelak Yafet, Vimigdilo Yecholim Limchot, but Rem Nachman did they Omar, I hold the Migdilo Inam Yecholim Limchot. Din Kein Makor Beidin Yafet. What? You told Rem Nachman, Kein Makor Beidin Yafet. I fought in the Machlokis in the Mishnah of Matanan. Shuma Dayanim Shepichatu Shtut, O Tiru Shtut Michran Batel, Rupshim Yamil Amar Michran Kayam. Because in Kei Makor Betin Yafeh, that Reb Nachman is quoted by Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinan, Omer Reb Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, that we don't say in Kei Makor Betin Yafeh. Lo kasha, ada ta'u, ada lo ta'u. Lo ta'u. So then what are they complaining about, objectively? So, ma yecholil mimchot, yecholil mimchot biruchot, Omer Reb Nachman, ha'achin shechoku, Arayan kilakuchot. Pachot mishtut nikne mekach, yeto shtut bata mekach. Shtut kone machzirona am. Omar Rada hadi amaron pachot mishtut nikne mekach, aminat lo shav yashmiach. Avo shav yashmiach, he could say, litkunish et artich, avala lavati. Furthermore, hadi amaron yeto mishtut bata mekach, that's only if lo amran, ela de lo amran niflagina b'shumene b'dina. Avo amar niflag b'shumene b'dina, Mikran Kayam, the Tnan Shuman Dayanim Shapikatush Tutor, Tirushut Mikran Batel, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Mikran Kayam, the other Amar Shtut Kana Umarziona, Lohaman Alabimetal to level in Mikarkoi, Ein Onaa Lekarkaot. Ubi Mikarkoi, Lohaman Alab the Polybe Luya, the Polyg Mashkata, then for sure the whole thing is bought like a rabbi. The Omer Rabbi called of us should be Midav, should be Mishkav, should be Minyan. Which is completely objective. I feel pachot mitheona anami choza, even by karkaot. Vahaditana shalechata beirah beyat chereshota vekatan. Patur midinei adam vechayav midinei shamayim. Shilach beyat pikeach chayav amay. Neim ashlucho shel adam kamoto. Shanei hatam dein shliach bedvar avera. Deamlinan divrei harav vedivrei hatamid. Divrei mishomim. Ay, vahaditnan. Shliach shelo asa shlichoto shliach ma'al. Asa shlichoto balabayit ma'al. Why? Ki asa shlichoto da balabayit. Balabayit niya ma'al amai. Neima ein shliach bedvar avera. Shaini me'ila di yalfa chet chet mitruma. Ma truma mashve shliach av mim av mashve shliach. Menelech mina. Mishum davi me'ila v'shlichut yad. Shnei k'duvim abayin k'echad. V'cho shnei k'duvim abayin k'echad in melamdim. Me'ila adi amoron. Shlichut yad ma'hi detanya al kol dvar persha bet shamay omrim l'chayev al ha'machshava k'maaseh u'betilel omrim eno chayav ad shishlach bo yad shemayim lo shalach yadu omru bet shamay l'betilel v'alo ne'mar al kol dvar persha omru l'betilel bet shamay alo ne'mar im lo shalach yadu v'im lech dreil omru bet shamay l'betilel im kena al kol dvar persha l'omru because se betilel shiyachal en yalohu. How about if Amar La'abdov the Shulcho Minayim that there too is Chayim? Talmud Amar called the Var Pesha where all you did was give the orders. Same Bichal Beit Hillel Elo Beit Shammai the Mukmila La'aykra V'makshava Kima'aseh. We don't have Shnei Ketuvim Boim Ke'echad. So why not Nelef Minei Mishum Davi Me'ila Tvichu Mechira Shnei Ketuvim Boim Ke'echad.
And Kol Shneigdamar Megachad Imalam, the Me'ilah de Amora, Tzirchu Mechira is referring to what? Mahi? The Amar Akro Tvachol Mechoro. Ma Mechira Yedei Acher, Af Tvicha Yedei Acher. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the O Mechoro is a Rabot et HaShaliach. The Bechizki Tana, the Tachat HaShor, the Tachat HaSeh is coming to be Marbe the Shliach.